September 12, Blessed Peregrine of Falerone, Confessor, First Order. Peregrine of Falerone in the Papal States was a colleague of Blessed Ritziero of Mucha, and like him, the scion of a noble family. When, after a sermon preached by St. Francis at Bologna, both these young men asked him for the religious habit, St. Francis said to Peregrine, "You, my son, will serve God in the humble vocation of a lay brother, and you should apply yourself to practice humility in a special way." For the young nobleman, who until now had studied philosophy and jurisprudence with great success, it was a great trial that the vocation of a lay brother should be assigned to him. But Peregrine gave proof that he possessed true nobility of soul, and that he valued the lowest place in Christ's service higher than all the honors of the world. Joyfully he received the habit as a lay brother and strove above all to lay a firm foundation in humility. On this secure foundation, he then built up all the other virtues in a high degree. One of the first disciples of St. Francis did not hesitate to assert that Brother Peregrine was one of the most perfect religious in the whole world. Moved by his great love for the sufferings of Christ, Peregrine begged permission to make a pilgrimage to the Holy Land, and his request was granted. There, with touching piety, he venerated the holy places. At the sites of Christ's sufferings and on the road on which our Lord carried his cross, he shed abundant tears of compassion and of love. After his return to Italy, he led a still more humble life in the seclusion of his vocation. When he met his distinguished relatives, which happened rarely, he spoke only of such things as could strengthen them in the service of God. Almighty God imparted to him the gift of miracles even in this life, and after his death, he has continued to work many miracles at his grave in San Severino until our own day. Several bishops petitioned Pope Pius VII for the Church's approval of the veneration paid to him for time immemorial. This was granted in the year 1821. It is said that persons call upon him with special confidence and blessed results when suffering from toothache. On the devotion of the way of the cross. He who has received the great benefit and knows how to value it as its true worth joyfully remembers the favor, speaks of it, and aims in every possible way to manifest his gratitude. God's Son, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, conferred on us the greatest benefit when he carried the cross to Calvary in order to redeem us by his death from the torment of hell. The grateful remembrance of this grace urged Blessed Peregrine to make a pilgrimage to Jerusalem and to visit with great devotion the places made holy by the passion and death of our Savior. Should grateful love not urge us to make the way of the cross frequently and with great devotion? Consider the many hardships it cost Blessed Peregrine to make this long journey to Jerusalem. When hindered from visiting the stations, we can perform the devotion by spending at least 1/2 hour in pious reading and meditation on the passion and death of our Lord Jesus Christ, and adding one Our Father and Hail Mary for the intentions of the Holy Father. Why not make diligent use of this easy yet bountiful means of grace? At the same time, let us offer up to God the difficulties and the sufferings of our life in gratitude for his love for us. Consider how beneficial for our entire life is the devout performance of the holy way of the cross. He who reflects on the bitter pains which Christ took upon himself because of our sins and sees him carrying the cross for us until he is exhausted even unto death will shirk no effort in faithfully fulfilling the duties of a good Christian. St. Leonard of Port Maurice, who erected more than 600 ways of the cross, testified that in parishes where this devotion was diligently observed, the morals of the people were on a much higher plane than in other places. Blessed Peregrine returned from Jerusalem, better fortified to serve Almighty God in humility. May the disgrace suffered by Christ on his sorrowful way strengthen us also, especially in the practice of humility. Prayer of the Church. Almighty and merciful God, who did set before us in Blessed Peregrine, thy confessor, a remarkable model of humility, grant, we beseech thee, that following in his footsteps here on earth, we may arrive at the eternal reward in heaven, which has been promised to the humble. Through Christ our Lord. Blessed Peregrine of Falerone. Thank you.